Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, let's introduce our guest that we have in studio because there's a show dropping on Netflix tomorrow, and you better binge watch this bad boy because it's so good. It's real good. It's called Raising Dion. And we have two of the stars of the show in with us right now. We have Alicia Wainwright, and we have Jason Ritter in studio with us right now.
Stars.
Welcome.
Yes, stars.
I will say, though, just the trailer of this show brought tears to my eyes. It's just so emotional.
It is. It's a beautiful
show. I was surprised by that. A couple of people were like, wow, I got really teary. It made me think of my mom. And I was like, oh, well, that's... Oh.
Then come watch the show.
It's not a sad show, really.
No, it's not, but it might make you cry.
Yeah.
So basically, it's about Alicia, your character, has a little boy.
Yes.
And he has superpowers, basically. You find him to have superpowers.
Yes. The fun part of the show is that she's already struggling as it is being a single mother, just, you know, doing your basic things from morning to night. And then right off the top, episode one, she discovers that he has superpowers. And, you know, in other shows or movies that you've seen with people with superpowers, it's crazy and fun, but to her, it's so scary grounded in reality. So, like, what would you do? And so she just kind of runs away and tries to pretend like it's not happening. And, you know, real life brings her back to the city and stuff.
So. Now, your Leva in the show is Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
He's going to be on quite a bit of the episodes, right?
Yes.
Because if you read the synopsis of the show...
Spoiler alert, right?
Spoiler alert. Slight spoiler. I mean, if you watch the trailer...
We all get it, yeah.
My man's is gone.
But he's in flashbacks.
But is he, right?
With
they
lots
leave you
of
hanging.
Love scenes. Did you write those in? I'll only do this on one condition. Right. There's lots of flashbacks with
credits,
love scenes.
Yeah, if you look in the credits, it's like love scenes. Alicia, wait, no.
Now, was he involved in the casting, Jason? Because you play his best friend. Alicia, you play his wife. So I'm sure this is a big deal to you. You're a big part of this character's life.
Yeah, I play Pat, who was his best friend. We've known each other since eighth grade, and I think he was involved in the cast. He was one of the producers of the show as well.
It was
really exciting. I only got one scene with him. Most of our stuff is
no love scenes.
I wrote them in. They didn't make it in.
Story.
Fan fiction. But he's such a lovely guy, and we're lucky to have him.
Kelly, you're very thirsty this morning.
I'm telling you, had a thing for him. I mean,
no.
I know like, Black Panther. Everyone was just loving it, but
when he took off that shirt in Black Panther, I'm like,
ooh. Well, see, maybe,
I haven't gotten over it yet.
This is going full circle because black guys have had crushes on you for years.
That's finally happening.
So finally.
You guys got to work with child actors. Is it more difficult than when you're working with an adult? Because if an adult messes up, you could finally, after 10 takes, be like, get it together, man.
Yeah.
But with a kid, you can't do that, right?
I almost feel like it's the opposite. You can't really tell a grown person to, especially if they're like a big personality, to stop being a jerk.
That's true. Because they're like, hey, focus.
Yeah, but to a little kid, you can be more authoritative with them because they're just little sponges. They want to learn. They want to do well. So
we have a connection with you guys' show.
Very important.
This is a really cool connection. Sammy.
Yeah.
Yes. Sammy Haney.
So she plays his best friend Esperanza.
Yeah.
We have a charity called Kids Kids, and she came on our trip with us.
She's one of our Kids Kids.
She's part of our family.
We were just hearing about Kids Kids.
Yeah.
No, that's so amazing. She is so incredible. She's such a special human being.
Yeah, they slipped into our DMs and said, Sammy's going to be in a movie. We'd love to come by, but we're going to L.A. for a screening. I'm like, wait, what?
Turns out it's like the hottest new show coming out on Netflix. She's going to be on Raising Dion.
And she's amazing. Wait till you see her. You'll be so proud.
Yeah,
she's
so sassy. Great.
Sassy.
Yeah. For those listening, Sammy, I don't remember what year she went on with us. It's not too long ago, but she suffers from brittle bone disease.
Yeah.
And she's also an actress.
Yeah.
I had no idea, but she's a major part in this. She plays his best friend, Dion's best friend.
She's all the way through it. Yeah.
Awesome.
And what I love about her, too, is I think she had never done anything really either. And on day one, when someone explained to her what a mark was, and we both were in the scene, so we walk up, and she goes, Miss Alicia,
Your mark's right there.
This is next part.
She's like, you got to get him on it. I was like, wow.
And you're in my life.
So fast.
Yeah. You're in my life, Miss Alicia.
Yeah. This is my best side.
Seems like Sammy quite a bit.
And I was reading just because I wanted to see her IMDb credits. It said that her dad's in one of the scenes. He plays her dad in just one scene.
So yeah. That's cool. She's driving a van. Yeah, yeah.
All the family. That's great.
That is cool.
You can't get me a cool car. You got me a van.
Well, you're going to have her chair in it.
True. Yeah. Solid point, Alicia. Solid point. Were you guys shooting Raising Dion on the set of Stranger Things?
Yes.
Not on their set.
Not their set, but
next door, yeah.
We were next to it. We saw some of the cars and stuff like that.
We tried really hard to kind of casually walk in. They're like, go away.
Oh, I'm sorry. This isn't my
super
set.
Top secret.
But I think that's how you know, like, hey, I think we got a really good Netflix show. They put us right next to the Stranger
Things. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
you know? Like, they give us a good lot.
So yeah. The security guy on my very first day driving into the lot, I think I was going for a fitting. You know, he takes your ID, checks you in, and as he hands it back, he's like, don't let the Demogorgon get you.
Oh, that's so cool.
That's his line.
Exactly.
That sounds like the nicest security guard ever.
Yeah.
He was really great.
I'm going to search out
there
on Bumble.
There really was a Demogorgon. He was a real one. Everyone wandering around. One
that's
got
why
loose.
The security was there. Yeah,
exactly.
Now, when you guys get the script, do you know how many people are up for it? Do you guys talk amongst other actors? Or is this one of those things where they hit you up and you're like, hey, it's you? Don't worry about it, part. Jason. You got the part.
Yeah, like, are you such a big deal?
You know, you never know. Uh-huh. If it gets to that point where they're like, you're the guy, it's also possible that
the first
20 guys said no, and now you're the guy.
So casting's a lot like dating. You're constantly telling people you're the one.
Yes,
but.
Exactly. Wow. Yeah. But, you know, I think, I think we obviously are here, so yeah. we were the choice.
Are you past that point, though, where, I mean, I think our version of auditioning is, like, you have to go with, like, a book of everything you've done and memorize, you know, your whole deal and sit with a whole bunch of other people and audition. Are you way beyond that, both of you and your careers?
Absolutely not.
You still got to do the same thing every time.
Yeah, and I think some projects are easier to come your way than others, but when you really want something at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You'll do whatever you got to do to get the part.
Yeah.
It was a scheduling thing, actually. For a while, I knew that the project was around, but I was actually on another show, so I didn't get a chance to read for it, and then that show got canceled, and so it happened to work out that way. They were still looking for the character. So sometimes it's even a scheduling thing. You might want something really bad, they might want you, but you can't do it because that month you're shooting something else. So
that's funny, because when I got my part on The Riff, they basically called me one morning and said, can you be here by 9? And I said, yes. I just went down.
Sometimes that's how it happens.
You got to play a radio DJ.
I got to play a jazz DJ.
Because the other DJ quit that morning.
Hey, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you're on the tape.
I'm on
so literally, it's on a VHS tape. Literally.
It's just one entry on my resume.
Exactly.
Kelly wants to be on a Hallmark channel. Netflix one. They're on the Netflix family.
That's not my dream. My dream is to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie. That's not my dream. I just want to be a barista. I don't care. I just want one little line in a Hallmark Christmas movie.
I think that is I think you can
make
it happen.
It's attainable, for sure.
No, can you make it happen for me? You're my only
Jason,
chance.
Can you do it?
Okay, I'll
be your agent as well.
I put it out in the universe so much, you'd think eventually the universe would answer me.
Yeah. Exactly. In between your not demanding promotion schedule for this new show, could you broker a deal for Kelly?
Yes, please.
Yes, I think I'll do my best.
Alicia, how many friends have asked you, hey, get me in, get me on a roll?
It was easy to be able to place friends because most of Nicole, the character on Raising Dion, her friends on the show are dancers. So it was easy to kind of, when friends are like, oh, put me on the show, it's like, well, do you dance? Because they actually were looking for girls my age who are dancers from
so
all different backgrounds.
Oh, sorry.
Now you're looking for dates now.
So there were a couple friends of mine that were completely capable that I did forward their names along. It just didn't really work out. But
that's all you can do, though.
I mean, absolutely. And I think that's all your friends really want you to do is just to you know. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, my friends are so talented. Hopefully, down the line, I can just put everybody in a movie I do or something.
Well, you produce one and you can.
There you go.
Right?
There you go. Thank you. I'll put that into the universe.
Yes. Right?
What would y'all be doing if you weren't acting?
What do you think you'd be doing?
Well, before I was an actor, I was a scientist. So this is my second career. So I feel
your
like
side hustle.
Yeah, so I'm kind of good where I'm at. But I did get the chance to do something before. So I went to school for botany at University of Florida, and I went and lived abroad in Panama and worked for the Smithsonian. They have like an island in the canal.
You work for the Smithsonian?
Yeah, yes, yeah. Science. They have a tropical research.
I can't even spell Smithsonian.
I can get to Smith. Yeah, and then I'm out.
Smith. Yeah. Oh my god.
That's cool.
What, did you really see a jaguar? Is it jaguar or jaguar?
Jaguar.
However you want to say it.
Yeah,
in,
jaguar.
In, when you're in Peru.
Yeah, she has a video of it.
So it was the likelihood of seeing one in the rainy season is actually really, really low. They stay hidden. There's a lot of foliage. And so everyone said that the chances of seeing one were super small. But like, here's how you kind of keep an eye out for one. You look for the tracks. You try and go early in the morning. They're by the water banks. So like, I'm a huge dork. I was out there every day with my guide going and hiking for hours hoping to catch one. And I saw all these beautiful birds and the landscape and everything's incredible. But I didn't see one my whole trip, so I was super bummed. And we were boating back to get on the plane to go to Cusco. And as we're boating back, there's just this lovely jaguar just walking across the bank. She gets in the water, swims across from us. So right in front of us alongside the boat, gets up and then just like casually walks away into the forest. And I was
burst into tears.
Yeah, I guess it's just the anticipation and I love nature and I've never seen like a beautiful animal like that in the wild. And what's really funny is some of the other, there was a family on another boat like a couple of days before that had gone on an African safari, which is completely different. You see animals all over.
Yeah.
And so they were just so bored.
Yeah.
They're so bored. It's just a bunch of plants. Whereas me, I'm like, you know, like the soil and like having the best time.
I mean, that's the same way you did to the jaguar with squirrels. When I see them, I get really emotional. Seriously, I really do. I love
like
squirrels.
His mission to have a squirrel,
squirrel.
Is like a trained squirrel.
Yeah.
More squirrel sanctuary.
I was once deeply unsettled by a squirrel in New York. There was one. Well, it was a squirrel, and there's something clearly off. It was making a noise, like a continuous like. And I was just going, man, I'd never heard a squirrel. I was just sort of chewing. I was like, and it kept on coming towards me. And I was like, I don't have any food. And I was like, all right, I don't like using my size to scare animals, but I got to get this thing away. And so I leaned forward and I went, hey, like to scare it. And it just like, stood up like, you want to go? And I was like, oh my God. And I really like something that small is so unafraid. You're like, what do you know that I don't know? I felt like it could kick my ass.
That's a New York squirrel.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah, let's go.
It adopted what the New Yorkers do.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like a squirrel that found some crack.
Yeah.
I will say this. At Disney World, squirrels are very, very friendly.
Yes.
You may know this already. They'll let you walk right up to them. Maybe
feed them.
Because you have food probably, right?
Yeah. I don't know, but they're the friendliest squirrels on Earth.
We could actually talk to them all day.
We could, but I know you guys are busy.
Places to go, unfortunately for
Thank
us.
Thank you so much. We're so excited for the show.
Alicia Wainwright, Jason Ritter. Make sure you check out Raising Dion on Netflix. Binge watch it this weekend before all your friends get to work and talk about it and spoil it for you, because this is the hot new show on Netflix right here.
Support our kids, Sammy.
And support Sammy. Yeah. She's on that show,
Sammy,
too.
Sammy.
And you guys are more than welcome to come back anytime you want.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks
yes.
for that.
That was so fun.
Thank you so much. Give it up for Alicia and Jason, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
And all right, here we go. It's time for round one of Beat the Bank
ATM.
Brand new pin, by the way. 1, 2, 8, 9. Those are the numbers you are working with. And you got to give us a call first at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Callers number 21 and 23. You get to guess first. The whole vault is basically open for you right there. So go ahead and use your pin. Hopefully you win that $5,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got all our guesses in.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing with you again, Kid Nation.
Yes. We have no idea.
Yeah, we don't know. The only people that know are the Cheddar and the Trey.
But we will be so happy if the guess is our guess.
Mm-hmm. And the reason they have to know it is because when you give your guess, they have to play. They got to give it to you and enter the code for you. And if it hits right, then you get that $5,000.
Boom.
Brand new code, by the way. And the numbers you are working with are 1, 2, 8, and 9, just in case you missed out on that. Yes, we did give away $5,000 yesterday. And Nikki, how are you doing?
Oh, good.
We're doing great.
I'm glad you're doing good.
Yeah, really good.
What you got going on right now?
I actually had to pull over. I'm taking my daughter to school, but I'm, like, shaking right now, so I had to pull over.
Oh, so you both are in the car right now, so if you win, it'll be double screams.
Yes, and it's her numbers that she wants to play with, so.
Great. Oh, her numbers. Okay. What's her name?
Yep. Her name is Grace.
All right, Grace. Hi, Grace. Oh, good name, too.
Yep.
So, Nikki,
I think so.
What did Grace think the pin is?
1892.
Access denied.
Ah, doggone it.
Man.
Sorry, Gracie.
Oh, well, good guess, though, Grace. Bye, Nikki.
She's giving a thumbs up.
Thank you for listening. That was a first time guess. Yep. So mark that one off if you're keeping track.
Okay.
And we'll move on here with Haley. Hello, Haley.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing great. Awesome. What are you up to?
Oh, I just pulled into work. I babysit, so.
Babysit.
Oh, you babysit? Aww. How old is the baby?
2.
2 years old.
Aww.
Yes.
Yeah, so you still got to change diapers and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Working on that
potty training, though.
Yeah.
Work on it.
There you go.
Boy or girl?
Girl. Okay.
It'll be easier. For some reason, potty training with girls seems to be a way easier job than with the boys.
Yeah.
The boys make it a lot harder than it should be. All right. Well, Haley, what do you think the pin is?
8219.
Man. All right. Well, at least you get to go hang out with a cute little 2-year-old, so that's cool.
Yes, I do.
All right,
Haley.
Have a good
day.
Thank you.
Keep listening and keep marking those wrong guesses down. We're getting closer. We'll have another shot for you to play here in about 50 minutes, Kid Nation.
Yep.
And Nick's walking in here with some cuffs. Nick, what are you doing?
I brought goodies.
You got goodies for us?
Here, hand one of those to Alan, Kelly.
I'll take goodies.
Whoa. Has everyone tried the new mystery Oreo yet?
I saw them at Walmart, but I didn't get them.
Thank you.
So I brought some for everyone to try, and you can all make your guesses on what you think they are. So
is that gross?
Is that what it says?
No, they're delicious.
It's one flavor, or they're different?
It's all one flavor. Across the board.
Is there a contest?
There is a contest. You can win $50,000 if you get the right answer.
Oh, it's a cinnamon roll.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch or something.
Or you submit online.
Well, don't give away your answer. What if somebody wants $50,000?
Yeah. Well, you can tell it's cinnamon. Amazing.
It's very cinnamony. A few sniffs. They're giving some clues away on their website.
Oh, I got to take out that middle. That's what Kelly's doing.
I mean, it's just the cream. It's still a chocolate cookie, and it's the cream.
So we need to taste the
inside.
Cream. Listen, it's Hispanic Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Taco. Clearly, churro.
Oh, my gosh, you're so right.
It could be churro.
It's churro.
Mm.
You're welcome, Kid Nation. I just handed you $50,000, and you know what? What?
Could be a Cinnabon Oreo.
But it
tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch to me.
It makes sense because it's Hispanic Heritage
Month. We don't know the answer yet, though.
Yeah, we don't know the answer. They'll tell us in November, I think, at the end of the year.
It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Doesn't taste like boob.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like breast cancer, Al.
This is so good.
Yeah, there's a lot of popular guesses online. People are thinking it's like Jenna said, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or maybe French Toast.
French Toast, I can see that.
That's good.
Would they partner? Well, I'm trying to think. Who owns? It's Nabisco. Does Cinnamon Toast Crunch? Mm. It's General Mills, but
General
who?
Because
well, you know what I mean? You have to think if they own the other company, they would easily do a partnership.
But here's the thing.
God.
The last time they did a mystery Oreo, it was Fruity Pebbles. So would they do two cereals in a row?
Yes, they would if they own the cereal. That's brilliant marketing.
Mm. It's a trick.
It does taste like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, it's very cinnamony. Now, I can give you a few clues as to the most popular theory.
You can
online.
Do that while you give me two more.
Sure, I have.
Thank you.
Wow, Kelly's
four left in the bag. So the first clue on their website is it's a picture of a goat.
Oh, it tastes like goat.
And there's a little rhyme that goes with it. It says, its name it stole and history kept, perhaps from a creature that lives on a step. Now.
Oh, it tastes like Tom Brady.
What is a step? A step is a grassland. What lives on grasslands? Sheep.
Sheep.
Uh-huh.
What was named after a sheep?
Little Bo Peep. Oh, no.
Churros.
Oh!
Churros. were named after a breed of sheep, and they are said to be shaped like a sheep's horn.
Yes. Mm.
And then the second clue is it's often paired with chocolate.
Churros.
Churro.
The third clue is history is divided on how they came to exist. A shepherd, a sailor, there's no easy fix. And according to Wikipedia, that's right. People don't know, is it a Spanish shepherd or a Portuguese sailor?
Yeah.
Oh, then it's a churro. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Way to go, Jason. Got it, Jason.
Maybe.
They are
delicious. Submit your answer.
These are really so good, by the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Those are really good.
We just helped everybody submit that answer.
Just like Shakira.
Yeah. So go to MysteryOreo.com
and enter that.
Maybe it's churro. They release a new clue every week, so you got several more weeks to enter.
It does make sense.
Mm-hmm. But now that it's in your head, it's obvious that it can't be anything else.
Yeah, it can't be that obvious, right?
Mm-hmm. But right away, that was your first guess.
Yeah, I just figured they would go with the Hispanic Heritage Month thing, and I didn't think they would go back-to-back cereal on it.
Mm-hmm. Chrissy Teigen ate a whole box, and she thought it was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, wow.
That's what she said.
She agrees with Jenna.
But that's the taste you can see, and I can't see it.
You need the brown sprinkles.
The taste you can see.
Yeah, definitely try them, though, if you see them at the store. They're delicious.
Really good.
All right. First world problem time. First world problem.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
Yeah, we ran out of Oreos.
Three cookies now.
Here I have.
Go ahead and take them,
I have another one.
Yeah, that's all you, Kelly.
If you want, I've already had three.
I still got one right here in my cup. I only ate one.
I ate two.
Oreos are addicting.
They are.
Yeah. Those Oreos are so good, we want to keep eating them, but we're trying to diet here. Hashtag first world problem.
There's drugs in those Oreos.
Sugar is considered a drug.
I know
it is, right?
But there's something that makes you thirsty and makes you crave more.
I want it. You can get addicted to Oreos, by the way. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE, by the way.
800-543-3548.
800-5-KID-IT.
Give us a call with those little problems in your life that, you know, make living a little bit tougher. There's worse things going on out there, so we give you the platform to get it off your chest. We'll laugh about it, and then we'll move on. First world problems are next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, here we go, Kid Nation. First world problems. Mm-hmm. You can give yours to us if you call us at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You can also text us with that same phone number, or you can slip into the DMs on Instagram and Twitter. That's at Kid Nation. And go ahead and hit follow if you haven't done so yet. Got a couple that came in early here.
Okay.
Hey, guys, just got a brand new car, and the owner's manual shows all the awesome features that my car doesn't have, so now I hate my new car. It's too basic. Hashtag first world problem.
Aww.
Yeah, see that? Don't look at the owner's manual. Be one with the just regular package.
Yeah.
Because they'll show you what all the good ones have in them.
I have a first world problem with a car. It makes me sound like such a DB, though.
Go ahead, Jenna.
I got to drive a free luxury car for the last week.
Uh-huh.
But I couldn't figure out how to get the top down on it. And I had to give it back yesterday.
Oh, no.
And I spent all day yesterday trying to figure out how to just do one cruise with the top down. I couldn't figure it out, and I had to give it back.
You should have got
YouTube. Yeah. I couldn't figure out how to open the gas pump, and then I couldn't figure out how to get the top down. And the guy, when he came to pick it up, showed me how to do both.
And it was super easy, wasn't it?
It was a little tricky, but I still feel like an idiot. First world problem.
Andy wrote us and said, got the new iPhone 11, and now my friends only want to take pictures on my phone, and I have to do the whole drop it and make sure everybody got it, and it's ruining my life.
I bet.
First world problems.
Here's mine.
Al, go ahead.
A member of Kid Nation has decided to give me a horse, but she lives in Georgia. I have no way to get the horse here.
Oh, thank goodness.
But she said, since Kelly's going to Georgia next week or this weekend.
I'm flying there next week.
Could you bring him back as your support horse?
That'll go over real well.
Oh, we got one here on the text about Kelly Raspberry.
Okay, what is it?
I can't meet Kelly Raspberry in Wichita this weekend because my kids have soccer games all day on Saturday. This sucks. Hashtag first world problems.
You know what? Skip soccer.
There you go.
You're trying to teach them.
No way. Ties.
No, you can't. You gotta be there for your team.
This is Kelly Raspberry. Soccer will be there.
Maybe. You might lose your spot on the field. Somebody steps up and plays better. You gotta be careful.
What if mommy just sneaks away for a minute? Would they even notice?
Nah, they won't notice. Just barely look outside of the field when we're in there. Hey, Lauren.
Hey.
Hey. What's your first world problem?
It's actually kind of my husband's first world problem, but he complained this morning that I wash the laundry too fast, that sometimes he doesn't know if he wore the same shirt 2 days in a row.
That's really cool.
You were on top of that laundry, girl.
Yeah. I'm over here not wearing socks because I ran out.
Yeah, right?
All out.
That's when it's time to do laundry.
That's when it's time
socks
to do laundry.
Or underwear.
Yeah. I think my wife and I are in the standoff of who's going to do it first.
Sometimes I get so lazy, I just buy new socks or buy new underwear.
Right? I might have to do that. I might stop by on the way home.
Right.
Hey, Katie.
Hey.
What's your first world problem?
Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited to hear what you got going on.
My first world problem is when the Bluetooth on your phone can't decide if it wants to connect to your car, your Fitbit, or your wireless Beats on the way to the gym. Hashtag first
world problem. That's a big first world problem.
Awesome.
Big first world
problem. Yeah, man. Yeah, we have so many things on Bluetooth now.
Yeah.
From the text. Hey, guys. My friend and I can't go prank my neighbors anymore because they'll have that doorbell with cameras on it. My dad keeps bragging about how it's easy, or it used to be easy, and they used to get away with it. Hashtag first world problem from Riley.
Yeah, that's true.
And
you can't anonymously TP a house anymore.
Right? You can't do it. Now you got to wear ski masks. That looks scary.
Whoa, no, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that, right? Children.
That might alert people, and there have been kids that are doing that, and the cops are called. We got to be careful. What are they writing on the Instagram, Anna?
My favorite Louis Vuitton is locked in our safe, but it's broken, so I can't get to it. So now I have to use my backup Louis Vuitton, and I just don't like it as much. Hashtag first world problems.
Oh, the safe is broken?
Got multiple Louis Vuitton purses.
The one that you just don't like as much.
How do you open a broken safe? You just got to cut it open?
I don't even have a safe.
You have to read the owner's manual.
What if it's inside the safe?
That's a big problem.
See, that's why I don't have a safe.
If it's a digital safe, because I had one before, it may just be the battery. I didn't know what was wrong. I had the same question. How am I going to get this thing open?
Right.
But right up under the little digital keypad that you do, there's a battery in there.
And you can take that out? Okay.
I don't know if
maybe check that out.
Help. Yeah.
Hi, Christine.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I've been listening to you guys forever. I love you, Big Al. I really do.
I love you too, baby girl.
My goodness. I love all you guys, but I really
thank you, baby girl.
We have a Big Al Mac over here. Love.
Yeah, I love you.
That's my man.
Right there.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first one. Yes.
That's for you, baby.
Thank you.
All right, so what's your personal problem?
Okay, so I quit smoking and I lost like 15 pounds. I quit smoking and I gained 15 pounds.
Mm.
And then I went to nursing school and it's very stressful, so I started back smoking. And now I've lost almost 8 pounds within a week.
Oh.
So my problem is where there's smoke and stay skinny or quit smoking and be sluggish and be 20 pounds heavier.
Well, the weight will eventually, you'll get that under control. So I vote for no smoking.
Yeah, you're in nursing school. What would they tell you to do? Yeah, you know the answer.
Yes. Right?
And a little side note.
Uh-huh.
Big Al doesn't date smokers.
So you got to quit, Christine, just to get your Big Al.
There you go. I definitely have to quit now.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
You quit smoking, we'll go out.
All right, he's quitting again.
All right.
Just to get Big Al mad. Christine, you have a wonderful day. Good luck with nursing school. KDS, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
So your first world problem involves your couch?
Yes. My sectional is so big and so comfortable that I fall asleep on it almost every night, and I've only been able to sleep in my brand new giant king size bed a couple times.
Wow.
I need to get whatever sectional you have.
Right?
Did you see the story?
It's so comfortable.
I know.
This lady is kind of a first world problem, too. This lady bought a sectional from a thrift store, and she was looking for some lost change. She put her hand up in the between the cushions and found a Rolex watch and sold it for $200,000.
Wow.
From the thrift shop.
Yeah.
Wow.
A Rolex.
And she even called. She did the right thing, called the thrift
shop.
Tried to find the right owner, the owner, but it had no record.
You can only do it so much.
Yeah.
We used to go to the thrift shop and just look into the cat. Sometimes you find a quarter.
This is what happens. People think lightning can strike twice.
Right.
Oh, yeah, everybody's going to go to the thrift shop now.
Yeah, and all you find is some, like, used pacifier.
Pacifier. We've found coins all the time. Just go in there and it's like, hey, is it stealing from the thrift shop if you find it in the thrift shop couch, though, while you're there?
While you're there?
Yeah. Go to the thrift shop, find the quarter, and then I go to Thrifty's and get my ice cream.
Well, you were doing what you had to do.
I had to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finders keepers, right?
I guess so.
Hi, Taylor.
Oh my gosh, I made it through. How are y'all?
Yes, you did.
What's up, Tay Tay?
We want to hear your first world problem. What happened?
Okay, so I am 20 weeks pregnant and with our first baby, which we're really excited about. And I decided that I was going to go get eyelash extensions because I've had them for years, but I had just given myself a break. And I guess my pregnancy hormones do not agree with the glue that they use now. Oh. And my eyes have been swollen shut for 3 days. Oh. And they can't give me any steroid medication.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So, not good.
So my first world problem is that I was just trying to be pretty during my pregnancy. And now my eyes are it looks like it got beat up.
Oh, God.
Your husband's like, yeah, I'm not going to the store with you.
He has to use that, like, non-toxic glue.
Yeah. Man, I'm sorry, Taylor. Sorry, I hope you get better soon. Yeah. Good luck with the baby. Man. You got to take steroids for that?
It's an allergic reaction.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Vanessa.
Hey.
All right, hit us with your first world problem.
So, my first world problem is... I'm a mom of two. One of them is in fourth grade and the other one's 3 years old and goes to the daycare. But she goes to the daycare at the same university I go to. So we have fall break. I still have to wake up at 6 a.m. to take my son and I can't take a nap because my daughter.
Oh. Boy, I miss taking those naps too, girl.
Yeah, man. Mm. Yeah.
Every time I get baby fever, I think about naps.
Kids take away your naps.
You try to sleep when the kids sleep, but then they stop sleeping. Yeah, wait, what happened?
Like, I don't want to sleep anymore, and then your naps go away forever. Yeah, Jenna.
No, trust me. I think about it all the time.
Think about it.
I think about naps. I think about selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. Hi, Chelsea.
Hey.
Welcome to First World Problems. What happened?
So, a couple weeks ago, I called in about being petty and how... For my wedding, I wasn't going to let one of my bridesmaids walk down the aisle with her husband because at her wedding, I didn't get to walk down the aisle with my husband.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
So last weekend was my wedding.
Uh-huh.
So she didn't get to walk down the aisle with her husband. She walked down with my husband's brother. And it all went fine. And then when we're being announced by the DJ at the reception, she went... behind my back and told the DJ to, like, rearrange the order so that she could walk in and be announced with her husband.
Mm. She switched it on you?
Yes, and I didn't know about it until we were walking in.
Yeah. I sort of respect it, though.
There's no harm.
No harm. No foul. Man. Chelsea, congrats on your wedding. Thank you for calling us and giving us that update. I kind of respect it, though.
Yeah.
She wanted to walk with her man. Bye, Chelsea. All right, Kid Nation, thank you for your first world problems. We didn't get to you this week. We'll try to get to you next week again, okay? But keep those coming.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
$1,000 is a lot of theta. Winning $5,000 is a whole lot better. Beat the bag.
You're going to say cheddar.
Ah, cheddar. Another rhyme with better. Better, cheddar.
And cheddar also means money, so.
Which cheese do you like better? Feta
goat.
Or cheddar?
Oh, gorgonzola.
Gorgonzola?
I'm a goat.
Goat cheese is the best.
Oh, no.
You're
gorgonzola.
Between those two?
Yeah, between
you're
those
saying
two.
Feta and cheddar.
Oh, cheddar. I hate feta.
Really? I love feta.
I hate it.
I like it on the Greek salad, but.
Oh, God. I only eat the goat.
Uh-huh. And then if you put it in a grilled cheese, just sprinkle it on there.
I could eat about a spoonful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. Hi, Jamie.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations. You got through.
Oh, my gosh. I'm shaking. I'm so excited.
Yay.
We're excited for you.
Yeah. You sound like you're at the office right now. You're keeping it quiet.
No. All of my coworkers are staring at me, seeing if I'm
not
really loud in here.
Oh, so it could get extremely loud. Everybody's waiting for you to just bust out with a big old scream.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Or defeat.
Don't think that way.
Don't let the entire office down.
Good vibes only. All right, you're doing this for the whole office, Jamie.
Yeah.
This could be the greatest win of all time. And we had a really good one yesterday.
Yes, I heard her.
Screaming. Yeah. You heard, so you know we're expecting. Okay, good.
Do it for the office.
Do it for the office. Jamie, think of the office, please.
No pressure.
All right. All right, Jamie. Do you think you have the right pin?
I hope so.
All right, hit us with it.
8129. Access denied.
Oh,
oh wow.
Let's hear the whole office go, oh.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, babe.
I'm sorry, honey.
Dang.
That would have been great. The whole office screaming.
JC called her honey.
I didn't mean to.
Sorry, honey.
Very misogynistic view.
I'm sorry. I don't know,
How dare you?
I didn't mean it.
You tell him, baby girl.
But I meant it in the nicest
Not
way.
Not a child.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, guys.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Doing great. Do you have the whole office around you, too?
No, I work from home. I'm here with my sister-in-law. We've been trying to call every day, so to say we're excited is a bit of an understatement.
Oh, teamwork right. Over here with the sister-in-law.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
You guys get along and everything. That's great.
Yeah, she's my nanny.
Oh, okay, good. Perfect. All right, Natalie, well, let's try to win you $5,000. What do you think the pin is?
I'm going to go with 9281.
Access denied.
Oh, man.
Darn it,
Natalie.
Hey, but we're a couple steps closer.
Yeah, yes, and if it makes you feel better, that
Thank
was actually...
Thank you very much. And by the way, the best cheese is definitely Gouda.
Oh, Gouda. Gouda. Yes.
Would you like to play King of with us?
Sure.
Right. King of cheeses?
I don't know if we've ever played with a listener before.
So okay, we have not. So,
okay, so
let me see if Robert's about to have an aneurysm.
Nah, he's good.
He's good?
So Natalie just went, and then it's going to go to Al. We'll go around the room, and then you go after me. Okay, Natalie?
Sure.
All right.
You're after JC.
She said Gouda. By the way, that was Jenna's guess. So, Jenna, you're out of
oh,
the
wow,
competition.
Okay.
Sorry.
Munster.
Okay, Kelly?
Havarti.
Wow.
Mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
Gorgonzola.
Brie.
Mm. Blue.
Hold on. Natalie, go ahead and steal that one. Go.
Parmesan.
Oh.
Thank you. Blue.
She took mine.
Uh-huh.
I'll say Swiss.
Okay.
Cheddar. Asiago.
Cotija. Natalie, your turn.
I'm kind of running out of cheeses here.
All right.
Yes. Pepper Jack. Does that count?
Yeah.
What?
Pepper Jack.
Pepper Jack. Oh, good. Yeah, that's definitely a cheese.
Yellow.
What?
Yes, that's a cheese.
No, it is
cheese.
Not. You're out. Out. Go.
That's a cheese.
That's no,
not a
you're
cheese.
Out. A yellow lot of cheese. Is yellow. You're out. Go.
Oh God, I was gonna say something. Oh wait.
You're out. Kat.
You're out.
String.
Anna.
Okay.
Great.
Cream.
Cream cheese. Okay.
Whiz.
Government.
That's a good one.
Shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
Buttercheese?
What'd you say?
Butter cheese. That's a German one.
Okay.
We'll let you have it.
All right.
Did we already say feta?
No.
No.
I mean, we talked about it. Technically
not.
We did not say it. Go ahead.
It.
Yeah. Huh? Cheese it?
Cheese it.
Jenna, you're just throwing... Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm creative? Okay.
No, you are. American.
Very good.
Mm.
Thank you.
No, hold on. Limburger.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I just thought of another one, too.
Me, too.
Hell, he knows all the cheese.
I'm from Germany, so I know a bit about cheese.
Oh, but you're all day.
Queso?
It's a dip? Yeah, okay.
Did someone say Havarti yet?
Yes.
I said Havarti.
Okay, so never mind. Then that's fine. I thought you might have. I have a different one.
Go ahead.
Who cut the?
Okay, nice one.
Wow.
Wait, which one was that?
That was called Who Cut The.
Jenna's talking to, of course, okay. About Al's favorite thing.
You can use the word cheese in any in any capacity.
My turn?
Research.
Monterey.
Let's
go. All right, Natalie, you're up.
Tilsit. That's another German one.
Of course it is.
You might as well just...
let her take it.
You might as well concede to this one.
I'm fighting for my life here.
I don't know if this is an actual cheese or just a brand, but ranchero. Queso ranchero.
The
crumbly
one, okay. Kind of like Cotija, but drier. More dry.
Better. Yes.
What? I did say it.
You already said it.
You can't help him.
I already said it.
I didn't.
You tried.
Go ahead, Jenna.
Did we say the combination cheddar jack?
No. All right. What other German cheese is out there, Natalie?
Well, Jesse, it's your turn.
I have a Twiss one that's really, really good. You should try it.
Don't say it yet. I got to go.
Oh, my gosh. She's a cheese expert.
She is, guys.
Yeah. But really, do you work at a cheese shop?
She's just going down the line.
She's not even challenged yet. Are you in a deli right now?
Puffs.
Oh!
Yeah, boy!
Woo!
Cheese puffs. All right, now you can go, Natalie.
I got Jarlsberg, and then I think I'm out of it.
Very good.
You might still be in it. Let's see if anybody else can go on.
Cheese fries.
Oh, damn. Okay, that's good.
She's like, is that okay?
Burger.
He's burger.
Dang it. Missy?
You got this. Think along the same lines.
Cheese.
Come on.
Oh, is it my turn?
No, it's my turn, Natalie. Cheese.
2 seconds.
Cheese.
One.
Cheese.
You're cheese, out.
Cheese,
out.
I'm out.
Okay.
Cheesy cheese.
I got one.
Okay, Natalie, go ahead.
Do we have the Indian cheese paneer?
Go ahead. Yeah,
do we?
Good Lord. We got to take a commercial break.
Of course, right paneer. How dare you guys forget paneer?
All right. Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shout out,
Matt. Macaroni and...
Oh, shut up. All right. Natalie?
I think I'm tapping out.
Oh, Anna, go. Come on.
Quesadilla.
Cheese quesadilla.
Yeah.
Grilled.
Grilled cheese. Oh, okay. It's between Anna and Jenna right now. Natalie said she's out.
You know.
Cheese.
When you smile for a camera, cheese.
Oh, nicely done. Jenna?
I got one.
Wait, is just the word cheese?
Cheese. She's cheesing.
Like cheese. Say cheese.
Yeah, cheese.
Say cheese. You could have said say cheese.
Say cheese. Yeah.
Okay, that's cheesy.
Damn.
Oh, I'm like sweating.
I know.
That's a lot of pressure.
So you have a jacket on. That doesn't help.
Oh, sweaty cheese.
Two seconds. Cheese-a-roni. No, I don't know. I got nothing.
Jenna, the queen of the cheese.
The lactose intolerant Jenna with the cheese.
Yeah. Now she's going to break out and have to go to the bathroom.
Honey, after the fact.
We forgot baby cheese.
Who
baby
cheese?
Yeah, who moved my...
What's that?
Who moved my cheese? It's a book.
What is that?
It's a book.
I missed that book. Where are
you? Did anybody say provolone?
Oh,
no, we said provolone.
No.
All right, so that was another exciting round of King of Kid Nation.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.